Tensions are rising in Papua New Guinea over a long-running corruption case involving the Prime Minister and senior government officials. This week, students at the country's largest university boycotted classes and held the first major protests against the ongoing legal battle that's prevented anti-corruption officers interviewing Prime Minister Peter O'Neill. The protests came as PNG's Supreme Court involved itself in the stoush and confronted the country's police commissioner. Non-government organisations and observers groups say PNG is now in a constitutional crisis and they're worried about how things will play out. From Port Moresby, PNG correspondent Eric Dworczyk reports.
We are fed up and we are tired. We are tired of everything you guys are doing. Political police and
students at the University of Papua New Guinea have been boycotting classes and demanding Prime Minister Peter O'Neill come and accept a petition from them calling for him to step aside. The students have staged the first major protest against Mr. O'Neill's refusal to comply with a warrant for his arrest.
When you see judiciary, their motive is justice. When you see politicians, of course, motive is power. When you see the students, our motive is the next generation.
Other groups which have tried to protest have been stopped by the police, at times forcefully. The only reason police haven't stopped this protest is that it's inside the university grounds, and senior police have warned the students against taking their protest off campus. Samuel Apa is one of the student leaders.
If we do not do it, nobody will do it, and others outside us will not do it. The students, we have this power, this time to do it, and we will do it.
PNG's National Fraud and Anti-Corruption Directorate sought to arrest Peter O'Neill over official corruption allegations almost 2 years ago. He challenged the arrest warrant in court, and the resulting legal battle has now divided PNG's police force. 2 weeks ago, PNG Police Commissioner Gary Barkey ordered the locks changed and the gates chained shut at the Anti-Corruption Directorate's headquarters, saying its officers were not being accountable to him. But that action led the Deputy Chief Justice of PNG's Supreme Court to call the Commissioner to appear in court this week and demand he reopen the unit so current cases weren't affected.
The country is losing sight of what good governance is.
Lawrence Stevens is the chair of Transparency International in Papua New Guinea and the spokesman for a group of concerned organisations called the Community Coalition Against Corruption. He says the conflict between various arms of the government means PNG is now in a crisis.
We've termed it a constitutional crisis, and it's something that Papua New Guinea has had before. It's brought on by people trying to do things with constitutional powers which need to be considered carefully by the courts, and it appears to be an assault on democracy, an assault on the constitution.
But the Prime Minister's lawyer, Tiffany Twivey-Nongor, has defended the use of the courts to oppose the attempt to arrest Mr. O'Neill.
Arrest warrants for official corruption usually are obtained as the end part of an investigative process, when people are interviewed, documents are obtained by search warrants, etc., and then finally the arrest warrant is applied for. That hasn't happened in these cases.
The majority of this multifaceted battle will continue to be fought in the courts, where the police commissioner is now also facing contempt proceedings for shutting down the Fraud and Anti-Corruption Directorate. Cases involving the Prime Minister and senior ministers are ongoing, and PNG's next national elections, which are always intense and sometimes violent, are just 1 year away. This is Eric Dworczyk reporting from Port Moresby for AM.